Johnstown Mayor Michael Julius died July 28th after serving the Fulton County City for 2.5 years. After a difficult week, on Wednesday, there was applause at City Hall after Cynthia Licata was sworn in as interim mayor.
And the rules and regulations of the City of Johnstown.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Licata, a Republican who previously served 12 years on the Common Council, was elected by a unanimous vote. After taking the oath of office, Licata closed out her first meeting.
And the meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
For the next several months, Licata said she will focus on the day-to-day operations of the city of about 8,500 residents.
I'm going to make sure that, you know, to the best of my ability, that the city operations are running smoothly. And, you know, if there are issues that come up, I'll be happy to address them with the council and department heads. But I don't have any agenda or aspirations to do anything special other than, you know, business as usual.
A retired elementary school teacher, Licata has lived in Johnstown most of her life. She said she would not seek a full term in this fall's special election. As friends and family visited with city leaders, Councilmember Vern Jackson wished the interim mayor well after what he says was a gut-wrenching week.
The mayor was my friend for 35 years. I miss him already. I think we did a good thing here today. She has the experience, and she has agreed to fill out till the end of the year, and that's what we need. 12 years on the council gives her a lot of experience, so we're ready to go. We're going to move on.
Also in attendance was Gloversville Mayor Dayton King. He said the neighboring cities work closely together.
You know, we co-own the wastewater treatment plant, so I think that's important. Our cities have an automatic aid agreement for, you know, our fire department, so it's important. So, you know, I wish Cynthia the best of luck. I was wanted to come out here and show my support and congratulate her. So I think the city of Johnstown's in good hands.
For those interested in running for mayor in this fall's special election, independent candidates can file petitions by August 23rd, and Democratic and Republican committees can nominate a candidate by September 20th. Reporting from WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau on the campus of Skidmore College, I'm Lucas Willard.